What up, everybody? Just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported Lockdown Universe for the past 3 years. I really appreciate you. And if you've been thinking about a way to support, but you didn't have $1.99 to support for each month, that is okay. If you want to just buy me a coffee, there's an option for you to just buy me a coffee inside the description of each episode moving forward. So just highlight that, put it in your browser. You can go right there and buy me a coffee or two or three. I like coffee. Who doesn't? And I would really appreciate it. And it would keep me awake enough to make more podcasts for you guys. So I would appreciate that. And just wanted to let you know. Thanks for that. And thanks for supporting the podcast. Let's get to the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, some of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. So today I wanted to pose the question real quick. I'm not going to take too much time on this because there's a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered, you know, idea theories out there. But I had a question for you guys. With all these new cattle mutilations, why... question comes up again, and I know I've done a Space Cows episode on this, and people have been abducted, and they've told me, told us as a human race, that they saw and they talked to aliens that told us that they create cows, space cows, cows in space, for humans to consume. So these human hybrid aliens that they're creating need to consume meat for their biological thriving. Okay. I know there's might be a lot of vegetarians out there. That's fine. It's totally cool. I was a vegetarian at one point too. No problem. But apparently they're making these cows. Okay. And so they're using our cows to create it. And that's what they're talking about. When they capture these cows, they cut them and they bring it back. My question is, like our human abductee counterparts who come back whole, we don't come back with our mouths cut out and our anuses cut out or anything like that. We come back whole. We just forget, right? They put a little mask over us, unless you get, you know, hypnotic regression. Now, why do they have to cut out the lips, the eyes, the anus, genitalia, and even put a hole in the stomach sometimes, with perfect laser cut precision and bring it back? Why can't they just take a little needle, take your DNA, create a new space cow? My theory of why they're taking all these cows is because they need a big genetic pool, right? They need a larger gene pool. They don't want inbreeding. They want to get the best cow and breed it with the other best cow and create the best space cow that they can make. But my question is, what's the deal with them taking the lips and all the other pieces that they need? It's very interesting because when you think about how animals, you know, kill other animals, they don't go for those parts. They might go in through the back end to get organs, but they might go through the stomach and they leave big gaping wounds. You know, you can clearly see it. Teeth don't go in like laser cut precision. They go in and they get organs, particularly like the stomach, the liver, you know, the heart, the high nutrient organs. That's what they want. That's what their body's telling them they need. They go in, they eat it, and they basically leave the rest for, you know, scavengers. You know, they're not in there eating a bunch of meat, external meat. That's it. So the question is, why are the aliens taking these weird pieces? I mean, I understand that they're potentially hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years more advanced than we are. But at the same time, if they are that much more advanced, why do they need those areas? I mean, do they just take those pieces and then put them into a machine and it just recreates that cow and brings it back? And the aliens are just like, hey, we'll drop off this cow back on planet Earth because, you know, maybe they still need it to sell. And the farmer needs the money to sell the rest of the cattle at the meat market. I mean, gee, thanks, aliens. But I'm just still baffled by the genetic requirement for that thing. They seem to be so far advanced. I mean, even us, right? Even with humans, you know, they do impregnate the women and take the fetus, you know, at like 3 months, even from planet Earth. Well, you know, maybe they'll abduct them, but they'll take the fetus. They can do that, you know, with allowing the woman to continue to live. And even one of my previous podcasts, the alien mother, she said she had 25 pregnancies. So I mean, she can live. Women can live through these pregnancies, but with the cows, it's like they just don't care, or they're doing it for some other reason. And I scoured the internet. I tried to figure out what's up with the lips. Is there some kind of nutrient? Is there something special about those areas? If you think about it, it's the beginning of the animal where the food enters, and it's the exit of the animal where the food exits. And then they may take, you know, the genitals. So, I mean, some of them make sense, some of it doesn't. But if they just needed the genes, then they could just take that. So maybe, I don't know. Do they need to know what the animal's eating? If that was the case, why don't they just take the stomach contents instead of killing the animal? Do they need to know how it's excreting? If that was the case, why don't they just take the manure and test those chemicals? If they needed something else, you know, I could understand it, but you don't have to kill the animal to do it. But they're still killing the animal and taking certain parts. So that's my question to you today. I will leave it in your knowledgeable hands. I will put a comment section open. Maybe I'll even do a TikTok so you guys can come over and leave some comments over there. I haven't been doing much on TikTok lately. I still love doing podcasts. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I can do research while I'm giving you guys information and pull it up and not have to worry about, you know, being present on the camera. I don't mind being on camera. I'm on TikTok. But it's hard to do research and pull it up and look like you're facing the camera. At the same time, it's just too much. But anyway, I'll let it go for now. I hope you guys can give me some good answers. I'm open to hearing. So I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally, following through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care. Lockdown Universe out.